The Lord bless you, precious heart dwellers. Thank you so much for your prayers. I really, really appreciate it. And this is a very short message tonight. I've been in prayer for about 10 hours, and I am just exhausted. So the Lord did give me something, but it is short and sweet. Today is October the 27th, 2015. And as you know, our precious Bruno departed for the shores of heaven yesterday. And it's been a really hard day just dealing with it. The Lord began, "Suffering may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What you suffer now on earth will most certainly bring you glory in heaven, although I am well aware that it is not your motive. I know how you love me, Claire, and are willing to submit to the trials I allow in your life. They are to strengthen you, my love, so that you will not back away from any adversity. There are fires of purification to prove your love for me is pure, fire-tried silver, gleaming and glancing over the obstacles in your path. How I wish for all of you, my people, to persevere under trial. I know you feel like quitting sometimes, but for those of you who do not, there's a victor's crown awaiting you." And then I answered him at that point, and I said, "Lord, I guess you know that thought that's been going through my mind, but not with any seriousness, I hope. Just feeling that this journey is getting too hard and too long, and I'm getting tired, Jesus." And, you know, what I really was trying to convey here is just that when you're in ministry, you are a target. If you're not doing any damage to the kingdom of darkness, they don't mess with you. You're not any kind of a threat. But if you are doing damage to the kingdom of darkness and souls are coming to the Lord because of your ministry and the graces that are flowing through your ministry, then they line up. I've seen them wrapped around the block waiting to get permission to throttle me. And most of them get turned away. Death assignments, you wouldn't believe. And other kinds of assignments for decades. And the Lord is faithful to protect me, but sometimes he allows things to touch down. And in this situation with our dog Bruno, the devil immediately was on his way to condemn me that I did something wrong, that I was in sin, and that's why my dog died, and so on and so forth. And the Lord was very, very strong, and he said, "You did nothing. You did nothing. You are not guilty." And that helped. You know, that prevented those fiery darts from landing in my heart and saying, you know, it was my fault. But the Lord assured me that nothing was my fault, that this was something he was allowing for certain souls who are on the verge of hell right now. And one more thing I wanted to mention to you. Tonight I just happened to glance at one of Rick Joyner's books, and it was talking about the Great Harvest. And I just happened to open to the chapter where it talked about trials and testings and how those who were not truly committed to the Lord and truly loving him would be pushed back by trials. They'd be running. They'd drop their staff and run. He didn't put it exactly that way, but I'm paraphrasing. And they would run from trials because they're hirelings, and that great trials are going to come against the body and against leadership in the body. And we're going to be tested to see if we'll persevere. One thing I remember back when we were up on the mountain here, living in the hermitage that we had on the mountain, there were some Satanists that were causing us some problems. And one of the men I knew fairly well, and he was pretty open about where he was at. And I had mentioned to him in passing, you know, how the Lord puts us through trials sometimes. And he looked at me and he smiled and he said, "Try Satan." And I told him, "No thanks, I know where that goes." But can you imagine? He really thought Satan could offer me a better deal? I don't think so. So we're going to be tried and we're going to be pushed to our limit sometimes. But the Lord is faithful and He'll carry us and He'll restore our souls once we've expended everything that we have to give. He'll restore us. So the Lord continued, yes, discouragement can set in if you are not very, very careful not to receive the insinuations of the enemy. See the way your God is? Harsh, cruel, punishing, not protecting. Back down from this path. He'll only make you suffer more if you continue to serve Him this way. Quit while you're ahead. No matter how hard you try to please Him, you always do something wrong, and He punishes you. It's your fault, after all, that your dog died. You still have faults and sin in your life, so He punishes you. And the Lord said, the enemy will taunt you with this and worse if you let him. These are his tools, dejection and condemnation. But little does he see how suffering purifies a soul and takes from him his quarry. If the devils really understood how many souls are saved every time I allow trials in the lives of my faithful ones, he would quickly cease his operations over them. Nothing works to his advantage. All turns to merit in my hands. I know how you are feeling, Claire, and I know how weary you are, but breakthrough is coming. I am with you, and all you have to do is give me your consent and cling to me with all your heart, your mind, and your strength. I will do the rest. I will accomplish it all. Your part is to hold on to me and never let me go. He continued, I want all of my heart dwellers to retreat to my heart when the world is yet too harsh. Come and bury yourself in prayer and supplication. Let me enfold you in the blanket of grace made just for you to restore your hearts and minds. In this place I will heal. In this place I will strengthen, give wisdom, perseverance, and most of all, exercise you in love and sacrifice until your image reflects me to the world. Come and do not allow the devils to weary you. Retreat into the safe space where there is healing and rest. I hold you tenderly there, my loves. I tend to your wounds, and I restore your soul. Come. And that's the end of his message. And I just want to put a little footnote in here. I don't know how long it's going to take me to recover from this, because emotionally it's been really rough. So if the messages are short or non-existent for a couple days, you'll understand it's just so much has been going on, and I'm trying to get my balance back. I guess you could say I have my balance. I'm just depleted, and I need to spend a lot of time in prayer to be strengthened, and Ezekiel too, both of us. This is the time of the year when the enemy plans some of his worst attacks against people. I've heard it said leading up to Halloween that it's a very heavy time where curses are falling, because the enemy wants to make as many offerings to their God on his supposed unholy day. They want to make offerings to him and gain his favor. So Halloween is always a time of great, great darkness. And then, of course, this is when they make curses, and after the full moon, that's when the curses land. So the Lord is greater than any curse, and He's our protection. And His love and His grace and His protection is with us. But understand, this is a very dark time of the year, and you're going to see more discouragement, more strife, more deaths, more sicknesses, more loss at this time of the year for that reason, as darkness is on the increase. And the Lord told us not very long ago, new dimensions had been opened for all the demons to come in to earth, and the Lord is allowing this. He's going to gather them all together and put them in a holding place until the end of the millennium. So they're losing their freedom that they had in the second heaven, and they're being brought together here in order to be collected and put away for a season so they can't affect mankind, and that's during the 1,000-year reign. So evil is on the increase, but the Lord has a plan, and he has something that he's doing. We just need to persevere. And when things get too hard out here on the outside, retreat to his heart and allow him to minister to us. Minister to him in praise and thanksgiving, even in adversity. Sing to him. Allow him to minister to you as well. Allow him to comfort you. Give him lots of time to restore your soul. I love you all, and I appreciate your prayers for a quick recovery from this. And I can't wait to get to heaven and see what all the Lord accomplished during this time of offering and the suffering up. I just can't wait to see what he's done. But I am positively convinced that the enemy has lost some major ground with souls, because the Lord brings good out of everything. He is so amazing. So I love you all, and please continue to pray for me. Thank you for being patient with me too, with Ezekiel and I. God bless you.